listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. What the story teaches.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that whoever recites Durood Pak in abundance will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. He says, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Okay. Alhamdulillah, as we've heard beautiful stories from the Holy Quran, and the stories are meant to give us lessons and learn from the mistakes of the people of the past. As we've learned, many people were destroyed because of the arrogance, and we should always try to be humble. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla gifts us with anything, any favor, we should be humbled. We shouldn't become proud, because this is one of the tricks of shaitan, to make us become proud. When we become proud, we do not thank Allah, and we think that this gift we have was due to our own skills. So now there's another story also very similar, but this is regarding the people of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam. He was sent to the people of Thamud, and after the destruction, the last time we spoke about the people of Ad, then this tribe that came next was Thamud, and they also fell into idol worshipping. Because as their material wealth increased, so also the evil ways also increased. So they also, because of the increase in material wealth, we found that the evil ways also began to increase, and the virtues began to decrease. And like people of Ad, they also erected huge buildings. They also carved out beautiful homes out of mountains, from the mountains, from the hills. And eventually they became evil people, and evil people ruled them. And when they were questioned, they said, we only want to worship the same God that our fathers worshipped. And for them, they didn't have any sound reason, no proof, didn't use the brains. No matter what proof Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam gave them, despite all this, they doubted his word. So Hazrat Saleh, as I said, was sent to them as a prophet, and he delivered to them the message of Allah. He called them to worship, and he called them to the righteous path. But these people, they demanded miracles. So they said that he should make a pregnant she-camel come out from the mountain. So they asked that miracle, right? And said it must, and it should be healthy and without any flaw. Then Hazrat Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam, he pointed towards the rock, and all of a sudden the rock split, and a very beautiful, healthy she-camel came out, and this was pregnant. Later it bore a camel calf, and they started grazing in the plain and in the pastures. That means this camel with his newborn. But in this place, in this valley, there was only one pond, big pond, and the water was being fed by the springs in the mountain. and the water used to accumulate in it. So Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam said, O my people, said, this is a miracle. The she camel is a miracle. He said, one day she will drink all the water in the pond, and then the next day you drink.
How can the camel drink all of the water in the lake?
As he said, this was one of the miracles of Allah. So this was not an ordinary camel. Where did the camel come out from? The mountain. The people wanted a miracle. They said, take a camel out from the mountain. This camel that came out from the mountain was not like the ordinary camel. It was a miracle of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this was one of the tests. Because one day it would drink all the water of the pond. And Hazrat Saleh, Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam, told them, he said that this camel will drink one day and the next day you drink. And this is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 73. I'll read the translation from Kanzul Iman, the translation of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You do not have any deity except Him. Indeed, a clear proof has come to you from your Lord. This is Allah's she-camel, a sign for you. So leave her free to graze in the land of Allah and do not touch her with evil intention, lest a punishment overtake you. So can you see? So the people of Samud, they abided by this term for a couple of days. For a few days. Only as they could not get water for one day, as the she camel used to drink all the water of the pond in that one day. So then they decided to kill this she camel. So among them there was a person who had very red complexion, brown eyes, he was very short, and he was the son of an adulteress. Right? He agreed to kill the she camel because he was tempted by the people. Hadith Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam kept telling him, don't do this. He didn't obey. What he did? He first went and cut the feet, the 4 feet of the she camel. He cut it off. Then he slaughtered it. Then he started talking to Hadith Saleh in a very rude way, very offensively. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this also in the Holy Quran, in Surah Araf, verse 77. He says, translation from Kanzul Iman, so they chopped the legs of the she-camel and rebelled the command of the Lord and said, O Saleh, bring upon us what you promised if you are a prophet. Due to this grave sin, Allah Azza wa Jal inflicted the people of Samud in such a way that there was a shrill sound, a scream, and then this was followed by a heavy earthquake which shook the territory and made it go upside down, and everything was destroyed. All the buildings and everyone in this place died and they fell upside down. And Allah Azza wa Jal describes this in the Holy Quran. Again, Surah A'raf, the next verse, verse 78, translation from Kanzul Iman. Therefore, the earthquake seized them. So, in the morning, they remained lying upside down in the homes. When Sayyidina Saleh, alayhi salam, witnessed that the whole city was destroyed and turned into debris, into bricks and stones due to the tremor, and all the people had died, he became saddened, he grieved. He, alayhi salam, felt hate toward the people of Samud, and he left the town. He turned his face away from them and migrated to another place. The outcome of this event was that the entire town of the people of Samud was destroyed and became a wasteland. The people were wiped out completely, and today not a single person from this town exists. So what do we learn from this? That every belonging of the beloved of Allah is dear to Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, the chosen people of Allah, the beloved wives, the companions, the acquaintances, anyone that is close, deserve respect. And anyone who insults them, they can incur the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay? Therefore, they say we must show utmost respect to those who are obedient to Allah, and those who show disrespect to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, or any friend of Allah, they will receive the punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. It also mentioned that during the war of the holy war of Tabuk, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by this place of the people of Samud, and he said to the people, do not enter this village, nor drink water from the well of this village. You should pass through this place quickly. As you can see, for those who do not obey Allah, respect the signs of Allah, what happens? They get destroyed, they become cursed, and everything that is attached to them is also cursed. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand this message, and may Allah make us obedient and show respect to His signs. And we also make dua, Allah give us tawfiq to learn more about our deen, to become close to the Holy Quran. As you can see, there's so many beautiful stories in the Holy Quran. They have given me so many episodes. So the Quran, as we mentioned in the beginning, is just not a book of commands. There are very beautiful stories. There are many, many beautiful stories in the Holy Quran. So that when we read these stories, in each story there is for us something to learn. One as a warning, the other is how to conduct ourselves. And if we read the Quran with proper understanding, understand the meaning, and follow our lives according to how Allah Azza wa Jalla has described in the Holy Quran, we will be successful. So therefore, even viewers of Madin channel, you must try, each of us, all of you have the Holy Quran at home. Now, a very beautiful thing, some people will take the Quran and read it when somebody passes away. So the message it gives you, that this Quran is for the people who are dead. When they die, you read the Quran. But the Quran is for the people who are alive. The message is alive. It's for you and I. That message of Quran has to become alive in our heart. Every word of Allah is nur. So if you read sincerely with love, you'll find that this nur, the light of Quran, will enter from your eyes into your heart and it will transform. But for you to get the transformation, you need to know the message of the Quran. If you don't know the message of the Quran, how are you going to guide yourself? We have the responsibilities to guide the whole world. And we've got the Holy Quran to guide us. But we ourselves are lost because we have abandoned the Quran. So let us, with these episodes, we know how many beautiful stories in the Quran. May these stories attract us to the book of Allah. May we become so attracted that we start studying the Holy Quran. When we start studying the Holy Quran, we will transform ourselves, and whoever come in contact with us, because we love the message of the Quran, we will talk about this message and transform other people. We'll increase our knowledge about deen. May Allah give us love to understand the Quran, love to spend some time to read the Holy Quran, so that this can be beneficial for us in the dunya and in the akhirah. Ameen bi jahe nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. What the story teaches.